This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The CME Group physical trading floor will be closing due to the coronavirus. Much of modern commodity trading is done electronically. Trade on the physical floor will end at the close of Friday's trading session, and all trading will take place on the CME Globex. The CME Group says the action is a precaution to reduce large gatherings that can contribute to the spread of coronavirus in line with the advice of medical professionals. No coronavirus cases have been reported on the trading floor or in the Chicago Board of Trade building. The reopening of trading floor will be reevaluated as more medical guidance on the coronavirus becomes available. The company's headquarters will remain open. Meanwhile, following many other events, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission postponed this year's Agricultural Commodity Futures Conference, scheduled for April 1st and 2nd in Overland Park, Kansas, and the CFTC will relocate its open meeting, scheduled for March 31st, at the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, moving it to the CFTC headquarters in Washington, D.C. The Department of Agriculture and other federal agencies are making preparations to deal with the further spread of coronavirus as well, including allowing hundreds of thousands of staffers to telework. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, like other agency heads, is being urged by the Office of Personnel Management to immediately review telework policies.
We got over 100,000 people scattered around the country. We had some requests for teleworking in Seattle, which we granted. We had some in a Forest Service. It was 50 miles away with no outbreak, and we said, just sit back and relax a little bit. But we've issued guidance to our employees on the internal side about just, first of all the basic kind of things of what to do.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, like other agency heads, is also being, as I said, urged for those managements to immediately review their telework policies. Sub-agencies, including the Securities Exchange Commission, the Interior Department, and NASA, have either closed some offices or gone to telework, as some workers have tested positive for coronavirus. Secretary Perdue says the USDA is refreshing its pandemic plan.
We are testing our systems over telecommuting to see the stress testing them to see if they are up to speed. Our IT person feels that they are, but we want to check those out to make sure if we have to utilize those. That's internally operation because we, as you all know, we've got a lot of people depend on USDA on a daily basis, from farmers and ranchers to consumers out here, and we have to carry on the work.
The USDA is not prepared for the event of large absences, as some employees, by the nature of their work, cannot work from home. The main question then becomes, how will the USDA protect them from getting the virus? And while coronavirus is taking the lion's share of the news lately, there is still business in Washington that is still being addressed on Capitol Hill. One of those items is to address the deterioration of the nation's infrastructure. Illinois Representative Rodney Davis of Taylorville plays a big role when it comes to funding for infrastructure, and he explains.
Well, what's really important for Illinois agriculture is to have the infrastructure improvements needed to get our products from the field to the global marketplace. That's why I'm really hoping we get a bipartisan highway reauthorization for our highways and our transit districts. It's a huge deal for our farmers and the entire ag sector to have good roads and to have good transportation networks. That's one of our priorities that we ought to get done in a bipartisan way. We also want to make sure that families can continue to thrive and keep the family farm operational. We want to help students. You know, a lot of farm families will send their kids off to college and hope they come back and run the operation. We want to help create a voluntary private sector approach to paying down student debt. Employers ought to be able to offer student loan repayment programs and be incentivized to do so. We're doing that. That bill is almost going to be forced to call to the floor because we have 267 co-sponsors right now. Those are two major issues, along with being able to address continued funding for ag research and new and innovative approaches that have allowed our farmers, even in a rough, very wet year last year, were able to get substantial yields because America invested in research years ago, and the right type of seed was used for that type of soil and that type of weather condition, and we saw yields that many of our farmers thought they would never get to last year. We have to continue that precious and vital research.
Representative Davis also explains the current investments made on the Illinois and Mississippi River lock and dam system.
We haven't had investment in our Illinois and Mississippi River locks and dams for 20 years. The Obama administration completely left them out. The Trump administration is actually investing in improving our locks and dams. That matters. And as soon as we've made one investment, we're continuing to work to ensure that as we go down the Mississippi, that those locks and dams that touch Illinois and Missouri are the ones that we have to continue to upgrade ourselves to. Once you make an investment, it's easier to make another one, and I'm certainly glad the Trump administration has done that. Now we've got to hold the Corps accountable to make sure they get the project done on time.
And again, that was the 13th District Representative here in Illinois, Rodney Davis of Taylorville. In other ag news here on your Friday morning, farmers who have not yet completed their 2019 crop year elections for enrollment in agriculture risk coverage and price loss coverage programs must schedule an appointment to do so with their local USDA Farm Service Agency by Monday. FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce says, quote, if you have not completed your elections or enrollment, the clock is ticking and your program eligibility is at stake. So please call your local FSA office today and request an appointment. To date, more than 1.4 million contracts have been signed for the 2019 crop year. That represents 89% of expected enrollment. Producers who do not contact FSA for an appointment by the close of business local time on Monday will not be enrolled in ARC or PLC for the 2019 crop year and will be ineligible to receive a payment should one trigger for an eligible crop. ARC and PLC provide income support to farmers from substantial drops in crop prices or revenues and are vital economic safety nets for most American farms. And with the recent drop in the commodities lately, it's probably a good idea to get signed up for ARC and PLC as soon as possible. And to explain those aforementioned payment trigger levels, the Vice President of Crop Insurance for Farm Credit Illinois, Dane Staton, joins us.
Just a quick refresher, I guess, on the ARC and PLC is the ARC is an agriculture risk coverage that actually takes into consideration price and yield on a countywide basis, where the PLC is a price loss coverage, and it only is looking at just a strict price. So on the PLC side of the decision, they have reference prices. On corn, it would be $3.70, and on beans, it's $8.40. And more or less, if the price from a marketing year average, which is September through the end of August, they average each of the commodity price, and at the end of this pricing period, which would be the end of August, they'll come out with a marketing year average. If those marketing year averages drop below the reference price, again, corn $3.70, beans $8.40, then there will be a payment reflected from that loss. So that's kind of a really brief overview of the PLC. If you remember back, I think a majority of the farmers in 2014 actually elected ARC County. That ARC County is a revenue-based decision, and it is for each county and where that is a farm location. So if your farm is located in Macoupin County, it would be a county for, you know, you'd be using the Macoupin County yield data. And more or less what that is, that's a five-year average of the not only the market year price, but the county yield, and then it's 86% of that. So it's an Olympic average of those two. So there's a benchmark revenue that a county has, and then they calculate up the actual county yields and the actual marketing year for that for those years. And if it's lower than the benchmark, then there's a indemnity according to that. So, again, very brief overview of the two products that you have to decide on. And, again, it's from a 2019 election, so we're actually electing for the crop that we had just harvested.
Dane also notes that elections for the coming 2020 crop that's about to be planted will take place later this summer. And, again, that was Dane Staton for Farm Credit Illinois out of their Jerseyville office. Taking a quick look at your commodity markets yet again here on your Friday morning, everything is starting out higher, with the exception of March beans for the contract. That today's their last day for trading. They're down 12 and three quarters this morning for those March beans to $8.55. And March corn this morning is up a quarter cent to 370. Soybean meal's up 220 to 305, even for that contract. And wheat is also up on the May contract, up 4.5. But new crop, the current crop, March wheat, is down 9 at this hour, 508 and a quarter. Of course, today's the last day for March wheat to be trading. Quick check at your community bulletin board here on your Friday morning. Today is your last chance to RSVP for the Spring Fling event at the Sangamon County Farm Bureau. Of course, that takes place next Wednesday at 5:30, but today's your last chance to RSVP. And coming up tomorrow, the Montgomery County Extension will be hosting their All Gardeners Day event. That'll be held at the Holy Family Catholic Parish Center in Litchfield from 8 until noon tomorrow morning. And that wraps up your Friday morning edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have anything for the Community Bulletin Board or anything ag-related, that can be sent to us at WSMI at WSMIradio.com at our email. So again, for this Friday morning, March 13th, this is Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.